Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Game day. Falcons Monday. Monday Night Football tonight. Falcons and Eagles right here on this very radio station. Pre-game show beforehand. Wade Ford tailgate show as well. It's always fun on a weekday, a Monday night. It's been 5 years since they played, 4 years since they played a Monday Night Football against the Packers in 2020. Yeah, you got the normal stuff. You're driving around. Right. You get to hear Wade Ford beforehand. And you get to hear the Falcons Radio Network pregame show. And then, of course, Wes and Dave on the call tonight as well. And they need to win this game.
Yeah, bro.
They need to win this football game tonight. Man. I know we were talking earlier with Mike, and Mike was like, yeah, I could see if they play better and you maybe stomach it. I get that. Yeah. I understand. Philadelphia is good.
We kind of mentioned that last week.
Yeah, man.
I don't know. They need
to
win this game.
They need to win.
Yeah.
They need to win. They obviously have to play better than they played against Pittsburgh. But
right. Yeah, they can win this game.
Your two biggest division rivals just went on the road and beat NFC playoff contenders.
Right.
The Saints just absolutely destroyed the Cowboys yesterday.
They did.
I mean, that'd be cool if the Falcons did that. I'm not expecting that tonight. That'd be a lot of fun to watch on TV. But I don't care if they win 3-0. But they need to go up there and win this game tonight.
They need to win this football game. And I think they can if they play better. If they play better offensively. Because one thing you can – these are the things when you get opportunities – Jalen's going to give you an opportunity.
That's true. There will be turnover opportunities.
We got to make them. You got to make them. And obviously, you can't have those if you're the Falcons. But you got to be able to get that done. But it ends and starts with 26. If they can't stop Saquon Barkley, this is a wrap.
It just makes Bijan.
It makes their whole offense go.
Everything they want to do starts with establishing the run and just establishing Saquon Barkley, pretty good.
And do your damn job. And you do your job. If they're going to run it tonight, these RPOs and stuff. Mm-hmm. If you got the quarterback, you got the quarterback. All right, don't bite down there. I got Saquon. No,
because then Jalen.
If you got Jalen,
and that's a first down,
you stay with Jalen
or a touchdown.
All right,
depending on where you are on the field.
Responsibility.
Yeah, be responsible. Be disciplined.
Yes,
all that. Sam Darnold off to a really good start this year.
Man.
San Francisco loses to Minnesota yesterday. This was the highlight of the game.
2nd and 9 for the Vikings from their own 3. Darnold under center. Play action to Jones. Back to pass. Bosa picked up. Deep shot. Jefferson. Yes! Caught at the 50. Heads left to the 40. Cuts back to the 25. Heads to the right. He's trying to outrun the Niners. To the 5. Touchdown! A 97-yard touchdown from Sam Darnold to Justin Jefferson. And you're Minnesota Vikings have a 9-0 lead.
The best part of that whole play was the referee.
It was. That's the fastest referee in the universe.
The referee was the funniest part of that of that clip right there.
If you haven't paid attention to the referee during that play, go back and watch it again and look at the ref. That guy was moving.
He's scooting, dude.
And he got great position.
Yeah,
he got out of Jefferson's way.
But how he flipped his hips, though. the referee flipped his hips.
Yeah.
Man, it was awesome, man.
He got down to the goal line just to make sure that he got the call. It was all very well done.
But, no, Sam Darnold's playing well. They are playing well. I mean, they're still without Addison and without Hockenson. And they're playing well.
The problem is Jefferson got banged up.
Yeah.
And Jefferson had to leave that game.
When you're leaving when you got like both arms around a trainer each, that don't look good, man.
Yeah.
And say it was a quad, so hopefully it's nothing too serious. We know all the time he missed last year with that hammy. So, they're playing good. And that dang on defense and flow.
Yes, Brian Flores is a really good defensive coordinator.
Ooh,
I don't know very many guys on that defense.
Mm-mm.
Like, I'm not familiar with a lot. I mean, Harrison Smith obviously has been there for a long time.
Yeah.
Byron Murphy went to UW, but like, I don't know that many of these guys.
Nope.
Like, okay, then they did that against San Francisco. San Francisco played yesterday, kind of like I thought maybe they'd play Week 1.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
looked
I mean?
Rusty.
Looked rusty.
Mm-hmm.
Week 1, they looked awesome.
We got to sync everything.
Yeah.
Yep. Good for Minnesota. I mean,
Kevin O'Connell's a good coach.
I think he is an excellent football coach. Mm-hmm. I really, really do. I think Brian Flores is a hell of a defensive coordinator too, man. They got something going. But, I mean, Sam Darnold, and the thing about it is you got to just ride this hot streak because Sam Darnold can go back to the old guy now.
Yeah, there's always a chance.
There's always a chance.
Clock strikes midnight.
Yeah, there's always a chance.
It turns back into a pumpkin or something like that.
I think one of the better games yesterday, Andy, was the Seahawks-Patriots game. I thought the Patriots are fundamentally – they're not very talented.
No.
But they're not going to beat themselves. You're going to have to go in there and beat them. Mm-hmm. And I thought yesterday they fought. They fought like hell against
Seattle. Yeah, no, they're tough. They like definitely feels like they've taken on the identity of their head coach.
Yes.
Like they're very hardworking. They won week one that way.
Yes.
And they were in overtime against the Seahawks in week two. Really big games yesterday. DK Metcalf and Jackson Smith and Jigba both went 10 receptions, over 100 yards. That's never happened before in Seahawks history to have two players do that in the same game. We've been talking about Njigba and how this second year might be.
He's cold.
Yeah, he's good. He had a really nice day yesterday.
Cold.
And the Seahawks are 2-0, kind of surprisingly. And you got to remember, they took a lot of guys from staff-wise from Baltimore's defense.
Mm-hmm.
Baltimore's defensive staff, they got three guys. Obviously, McDonald's the head coach in Seattle now. Two of the assistants are defensive coordinators elsewhere, too. Baltimore loses yesterday to the Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
That's a tough early start for them.
They got issues because of having Derrick Henry, meaning they got to get more creative offensively when he's the running back. You know, they can't, you know, they got to get more creative with him and Lamar and everything as far as, because teams know for the most part, that this is a rundown when he's in.
Yeah.
And so they got to get more creative with the passing, go to first down with him. And Baltimore just tricked this game off. Hell, Brock Bowers, man.
Yeah.
Brock Bowers went stupid yesterday.
It was like the Auburn game last year.
Exactly what it looked
like. He just started feeding Brock Bowers.
Brock Bowers went crazy. Devontae had a nice play. Max Crosby bounced back. Because they couldn't block him.
Yeah.
They couldn't block that dude. And so I thought, you know, I thought they tricked it off. So happy for AP, you know, and I love his post-game speeches. It just, but we the Raiders, we going to smoke, because you know how I'd be clowning them because they smoke damn cigars after they win a ding on football. He would get, go smoke and talk your talk. I was like, all right, AP, go ahead then, man. But good for him, man. And good for, and when you talk about leadership, Gardner Minshew threw a horrible interception. And who was there? The leader of the team, Max Crosby, poking him and says, don't worry about it. We got you back.
Yeah. Right. To come back down 10 too late.
Yes.
And that, like you said, they fed Bowers.
Yes.
Adams. Minshew made some good throws.
Yes.
I don't know. That was an impressive one. On the road, too. That was in Baltimore.
Yes, it was.
Baltimore, I mean, obviously they're still really good, but the tough part of their schedule is coming up.
Yep.
At the Cowboys coming up this weekend right now. I don't know. Cowboys played bad last weekend, but probably bounced back. Then they got the Bills. Then they're at the Bengals. I don't know, man.
But see, they're good. They have a good enough quarterback where you're like.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you, but that's a 1-4 start looking you right in the face.
I agree, man.
That's tough. The Commanders won yesterday.
Oh, my God.
Because they made seven field goals. Now, somebody had to win this game. It was the Commanders and the Giants. Let's hear the seventh of them because he made seven of them. It's a lot.
Dude. From 30 yards out for a win. Way asks to get ready. Tyler Ott is the snapper. Way turns, gets the snap. It's down. Kick on its way. It is up. And it is good. Washington wins 21-18.
Oh, my God.
And if you don't know the details, 21-18 looks like a normal football
score. They scored three touchdowns.
Yeah.
The Giants.
Yeah.
And lost.
Didn't their kicker get hurt so they couldn't kick extra points?
Their kicker was hurt coming into the game. Their dumbass didn't bring another kicker up. He wasn't going to be able to kick anyway. He was more leaning towards out than playing.
They were just hoping decision on a kicker?
They were hoping. And then he gets hurt.
By the way, the Commanders signed the guy that hit seven field goals for them earlier this week.
Oh,
they signed him. Like, you can sign kickers.
Unbelievable that the Giants just fumbled the ball. I thought Malik Nate was great until he wasn't. That was a big drop.
Still good game for him.
Good game for a rookie.
Brian Robinson with a really big game, too. 17 carries, 133 yards. All right, let's hear some Steelers-Broncos here, mainly just because we really like Darnell Washington and he got a touchdown. Yes.
Sets it back down, does it again, gets the snap, looks out left, fires, corner of the end zone, caught, touchdown, the first career touchdown for Darnell. Mount Washington has given the Steelers the first score of the game.
I love the play. They ran an empty set, and I've been in that position where Darnell is on that play. He never get the ball damn thrown to you. Never. Ever do you get the ball thrown to you right there.
It seems like one they should go back to because nobody's guarding Darnell on
that
play.
Nobody's guarding him. They got a little dude on him, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I've always been that F on that play right there. And he's like, okay, I know I'm not going to get the ball.
Let me make it look good.
Yeah, they're going to make it look good. Let me hit my choppy steps and everything. Make it look good on film. And I'll be dogging Justin and throw it to him. Good job.
Yeah.
Love to see it. Broderick Jones had another rough day.
What's going on?
Rough day. The dude has all the talent. He just raw still.
Yeah, because they pulled him.
Yeah, right? I know. He's still really, really raw.
He played one series and had three penalties, and they got him out of it.
You can't play.
You can't play. Yeah.
No, George Pickens, great again. Justin still needs to be the quarterback.
Yeah, if you're looking for slight silver linings
Russ
at all.
Russ got the game ball.
Russ, yeah, gave him the game ball. I'd love to hear that speech.
Yes.
If you're looking for silver linings at all on week one with what Pickens did to A.J. Terrell, he did pretty much the same thing to Sertan.
Mm-hmm.
And Pat Sertan might be the best corner in football. Mm-hmm. Pickens just kind of does that to guys.
He's a beast.
If he played in a better offense with a better quarterback, I can't even imagine what that would look like. He's just an absolute monster.
Yes.
All right, let's hear a little bit from... This one wasn't. We'll get to Sunday night in just a minute. Let's hear from the Bengals and the Chiefs. You know how this one's going to go. You know how this goes. The game's close. Don't touch anybody. Here's Patrick Mahomes afterwards.
100%. I mean, I think until you don't have the time hit zero, I feel like there's a chance that you can win the football game. And obviously we've done that in so many different ways. And so we're prepared. We come in with that mentality that if we get the football with the chance to win the game, we're going to do it. And we were able to do that today.
Dude, there's only two quarterbacks since I've been living, that on 4th and 16, all right, 4th and 16 would get that call.
Yeah.
It's him and it's Tom Dan Brady.
Those are the two guys.
For some reason, that always happens in their favor.
I wonder why.
I don't know. I mean, it was P.I.
It was P.I. But had they not called it, though, I don't think anyone would have been mad, outside of Kansas City fans, of course.
But I mean, I'm just saying, 4th and 16.
Yeah. No, that's a play for them.
That's a
4th and 16 is just throw it up
and then get fouled. And get fouled.
Yeah.
But I thought
– When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
The Bengals just play them. They play them well, man.
Yeah.
They play them well, man.
I mean, you know, there's a number of 0-2 teams in the NFL so far. Hopefully the Falcons aren't one of them after tonight. If I'm the Bengals, I'm like, all right, we'll figure it out.
Yep.
They've been 0-2 the last 3 years. They looked pretty good yesterday. And again, they made some silly mistakes, man. They let Kansas City win that game.
Yeah.
They had that dumb fumble late, ended up being a scoop and score. Obviously, you can't touch them. You know when Mahomes puts that ball in the air late in the game, they're just looking, especially in Kansas City.
Yep.
They're looking for a reason to throw that flag.
Yep.
And Harrison Butker's a really good kicker, so give him a chance to win it, he's probably going to win it. Kansas City's 2-0. They're a toenail and a pass interference away from being 0-2.
They're not playing really well. I mean, hell, Kelce has 37 yards in two games.
Uh-huh.
I mean, Pat Mahomes, and the way they play him so well because what they do, they rush three, spy, and then they play that cloud coverage against them. Same thing they did in the playoffs, and it just – Pat just sitting there basically taking a check down. Now, the worst part about it, they lost their starting running back. Pacheco's out for a while.
Hurt.
You saw that.
Which is bad for them.
Yep.
Maybe good for the Falcons.
But the Bengals got a lot of stuff going on right now because you saw, like, I know what Jamar was mad about because he thought the guy hip dropped him and everything. But no, it's a whole lot of other stuff going on.
Oh, that was a whole offseason of frustration.
Yep. Joe Burrow trying to grab him. Yep. That's all that was with Jamar. Because they told him, we're going to give you a new contract. Y'all told me this. I know it had 2 years left, but y'all said I can have one. And so, yeah, he's frustrated. It's a lot of stuff going on. Kansas City is not where they need to be right now. Honestly, but like you said, they're 2-0. And then last night's game, poor Caleb.
Yeah, poor Caleb. As much as they want, you know, they obviously draft him number one, get him some receivers, got him some help. They didn't do much of that offensive line.
And I thought the offensive line was better, but, I mean, this dude dropped back 37 times. They got pressured 36 of them.
Yes. Man, can you imagine what he feels like today?
Oh, yeah.
Just.
And shout out to the dog with the first interception yesterday, Lassiter.
Kamara, he almost had two. Should have had
shout
two.
Shout out to the dog.
Yeah, there was a lot of good Georgia Bulldog playing yesterday. All right.
Poor Caleb, man.
Poor Caleb. It's going to be a long year.
It's going to be a long
year. If that's what it is, he's not going to make it through the year.
I'm just going to tell you who ain't going to make it. Bryce Young, man. I don't know. That was awful, dude. They're awful, and then he's off right now.
He's playing awful.
Yeah.
He's little.
If he was a bigger guy, maybe he looked different. Then he little as hell. Like, he looked little. Now.
The worse he plays, the littler he gets.
Yeah. Yeah, he came with that big ass book bag.
And then they put him behind the big ass podium. It's like, get him a little podium.
Yeah, man. He's still walking around.
Get him a little podium so he looks bigger.
Get you a Louis, man. He walk around with Jan Sports still.
Now he needs to get a fanny pack. Get him a fanny pack so it doesn't look so big.
Ask Mr. Gordon where he get his at.
Abe's dad. Where is he at right now? He's in Canada? Your dad's in Canada?
Yeah.
Just all the Canadian fits.
Living life.
He's got four different Canadian button-ups. What was he wearing last night that you sent us a picture of this morning? Marine Beatles button-up? Where do you even find something like that? I don't know. Guys, he's a living legend, Mr. Gordon is. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo here on a Monday afternoon. Thanks for being with us. It's game day, by the way. Falcons Monday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.